Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Philippians 1 and verse 6, I'm reading from the Amplified. He says, I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you, who began the good work in you? We spoke about that. He began a good work in us. Watch what he says. I'm convinced and sure of this very thing, that he, that's God, who began a good work in you, will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Amen. To full completion in your life. I mean, that's a pretty big statement. Let me tell you how big that statement is. He wants us to be transformed and conformed into the image of Jesus, the Son. That statement that you read there, that he'll bring it to full completion in you, he wants us to look and sound and act and do what the Son did. He wants us the same as Jesus, and God is capable of doing it. We won't be Jesus, but we will be like Jesus. Amen. He is capable to bring it to full completion in each and every one of us. I've got to believe it's not too late. I've got to believe the fact that I went off the rails doesn't make a difference to God. God can redeem the time. He is a time redeemer. He redeems the time. How can he do that? Well, he's outside of time. So if he's outside of time, he can certainly redeem the time. How he does it, I haven't got a clue, but he does. How he's done things in my life, I don't know how he's done it, but I don't argue with him. Don't sit there and argue and try to work out how he must do it. Just receive the fact that he does it. How's he going to heal you? I don't care how he heals me. I really don't. I really don't. If I'm sick, I don't care what you do, God. It makes no difference. All I know is I'm healed. If he's going to get the money to me, it's not up to me to work out how. It's not up to me. I surrender and he does it. Whichever way he chooses. Amen. And so it's totally and completely up to him. But he says, I love this here. He says, I'm convinced and sure. You think that's maybe kind of certain? A man who spoke to God. I'm convinced and sure of this very thing, that he, God, who began a good work in you, will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion, nothing missing, nothing left out, full completion in you. We need to get our expectators up. We need to start expect the power of God to start manifesting in my life in ways that I didn't even know were there. Amen. Amen. And he makes a way where there was no way. He can take, there's no way at the moment. Nothing, no sign, no nothing pointing to it. But he can make a way from nothing. And the reason why you're shocked is because there was no way. He created a way that was not there. So if you can't see anything because of all the problems and all you can see is no way out, he's got a way out. He will do something. He can do something. He wants to do something. And he's capable to do something. And he's willing. For goodness sake, I think it's awesome. Now, I want to show you what he did when he perfected started the good work in us. I started off as a no good sinner, lost, beat up, floundering, the worst kind of person you can imagine, like all of you. And then somehow he gave me some kind of a break through this darkness that was in my head. And he cracked it open somehow so some light could shine in and the power of the Holy Spirit could come upon me. And then I said, I need Jesus. And I got in Christ. If anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. And once I was in Christ on the cross, just I'm using this as an analogy, right? And it's getting hot in here, maybe. And once you are in Christ, Galatians 2:20, you all know it. I've been crucified together with Christ, in Christ, with Christ, through Christ. I was in Christ. Nobody could see what was taking place. Only if you were in the spiritual realm. Only if you're Father, Son, or Holy Ghost. the enemy, the devil, even though he's a spirit, couldn't see it. Amen. Couldn't see it, because he would have known the mystery and he wouldn't have gone for it. And we were in Christ, hanging on the cross. And on that cross, listen to me, all the sin and the bad and the nasty that I was now over there. And God said, now hang on a second. Here's the handwriting of ordinances, 2 Colossians 2:14. The handwriting of ordinances that is contrary to you, that is against you, that the devil's got a legal right to you. I'm taking that handwriting and I'm nailing it to the cross. And while I was in Christ on that cross, something was taking place. A metamorphosis was taking place. And I didn't come out clean worm. I came out new person. A brand new person. And the old man was left behind and the new man came into being. God started the work. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new. Spanking brand new. He began the good work. He did it. He did it all. I was not capable of doing it. Oh, I tried. I tried to be good. I tried to be decent. I tried to do the right thing. I tried, but I failed miserably. Miserably. My willpower wasn't enough. And I didn't have enough knowledge to know what I needed to do either. I couldn't do it on my own. I was lost. And God said, now hang on. We've got the solution to the problem. And Jesus was our solution. Jesus was a solution. When they had Jesus on the cross, you had the two thieves on either side of Jesus. Amen? Now, anybody would be able to associate with either thief, but we would never have associated with the one in the middle. We would never have said, I'm with the man in the middle. I'm there with him right now. What do you see? You see yourself as a sinner, one of the two thieves, but you'd never see yourself in Christ. And yet that's exactly what was taking place right there. We would think of ourselves as the other two, but we weren't. We were in Christ. We were becoming made brand new on that cross. I'm telling you, this was a supernatural, incredible, amazing, miraculous miracle that is phenomenal. The Bible says that God the Father raised Christ up with his strong right hand. Why didn't he just use his pinky? He used his strong right hand. And when God talks about the right hand of God, he's talking power. He's talking power. The reason why it took such an effort from God, although God is effortless, but he's showing us a point, was because when he raised Christ up from the dead, he raised each and every one of those that received Christ in their future. He raised billions of people with his strong right hand. I mean, come on. Who else? Who else can do what our God does? Wow, that is absolutely amazing. Woo! Now, the thing is, he started the work in you. You've got to be convinced that he can complete the work in you. You've got to stop seeing yourself there. You've got to start seeing yourself in Christ and there. I am in Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, Christ and myself became one spirit. One spirit, amen? And so we've got to have confidence that he's begun a good work in us and that he will perform it to the end. He will bring it to completion. So if you've given up, if you've caved in, if you've quit, if you've thought, well, that's your time, you know, it's done and what have you, and you, all the sin in your life and what have you, if that's the case, it's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Because God says, hey, I will do a new thing. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you knoweth not. You don't know nothing next to God, but he'll show you things that will shock you. He will show you who you are. You'd be so shocked. When you see, if you could see you and me in the spirit today, if you could see my spirit, you say, you're righteous, you're pure, you're holy. That's how you go if you show yourself in the spirit. Right now, just like that. Because you're created in his spirit and in his righteousness. It's a powerful thing. I mean, and so we have to look for God. We have to look for him, for direction from him in every area of our life. So whatever your situation is, look to Jesus. Look to the Lord. Look to the Holy Spirit. He'll bring you guidance. He'll bring you direction. My wife and myself right now have been going through some crazy stuff. I'm telling you, if the waves could get any higher, I wouldn't even need a surfboard. I'd put a house on it and ride. I mean, this thing has been smacko. You know those big waves in Hawaii? Those 40-meter waves? And you see the guy going to he goes into the tube, and you don't see him for a weekend, and then he comes out the other side, papadoo, or it comes out like this. We've been riding those waves. And I tell you what, we've had the prayer team. I was telling Dave a little bit about what's happened. And I phoned Dave and the other prayer team, Miss Marianne from God. And we pray, and I get them to pray. And I say, okay, here's what we want. Just pray. And we know how to pray by faith. When you pray, believe. So we do that. And boy, it's changing. And I'm telling you, those waves have subsided down to smooth water now. Now we're walking on the smooth water. We're not worrying about the wind and the waves anymore. It's the smooth water. Now we're just seeing the direction he's given us. Okay, Lord. And we're just making certain it's this way and that way. And boy, has he doubled and trebled. He's trebled. Wait. Stick around. But it's all a work of God. God's got bigger plans for me. God's got bigger plans for you than you will ever know. He says, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard what God's got in store for you. Listen, he's got stuff there that is so humongous. If you saw it, you would run. You wouldn't believe it could happen to you. So he won't show you all in one sitting, because if he did, you'd be out of faith. You'd say, well, how? He did that with John the Baptist's dad, remember? John the Baptist, his father, went into the temple. It was his week in the temple to go and do all this stuff. And an angel met him right there and said, your wife, who's been barren all these years and she's old now, is going to have a baby. And you will call his name John. And he didn't believe him. How can this be? That's what he said. How can this be? And the angel said, because you haven't believed, you're not going to be able to speak for the term of the pregnancy. Right? We know the story, correct? And so for the term of the pregnancy, he didn't speak, and she fell pregnant, his wife. And then we know the story, Mary came and greeted. But in the meantime, now the baby's born and everyone's freaking out and wonderful. And they say, what are we going to call him? And they want to call him after the father. And the father, they all shout out the name, and he says, give me a writing tablet. They give it to him, and he writes down there, John. And I said, but there's no one called John in your family. And from the fact, when he said John, boom, when he wrote it down, his voice came back, and he started to glorify God. Now, the same thing happened with Mary. The angel come and said, I'm going to do something that you can't imagine. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard. And just what's going to happen. And she said, how? I don't know a man. She wasn't saying it's not going to. She was saying, I don't understand. Explain to me and I'll receive it. And he said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and he's going to put the seed in you and it'll be the holy birth. And she said, be it unto your servant as you say. If you don't believe, you will walk past your blessing.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us, just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, or you would just like to learn about healing, to pass it on and pray for others, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility, where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge, and all are welcome.